The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time that you've come across our show, whether it be on the traditional dial, Sirius XM, or any of our wonderful podcast platforms, welcome. It's great to have you with us. We've been here for well over two decades, and our mission on the show is primarily to educate and inform every listener on healthier lifestyle options and great quality information, especially science-backed. Now, if you'd like to learn more about us, it's very easy. You can do so at foreveryoungradio.com. Again, that's foreveryoungradio.com. We have over 400 podcast episodes, articles from A to Z that you can check out and share with your friends and family. Now, today I have a special return guest. Very excited to have Dr. Paul Anderson back on the program. Been a little bit since we talked to him. He's going to give us a lot of great update on what's going on, especially when we're talking about long haulers. And he brings more than 30 years of clinical work and research on chronic disease and his work with COVID patients to explain what's going on with how people continue to have different issues, especially when we're talking about long haulers. He's a nationally recognized educator and clinician who has decades of experience with cancer and complex chronic illness. As head of the interventional arm of human trial funded by the U.S. National Institute of Health, Dr. Anderson oversaw research into integrative therapies for cancer patients. You may have heard him on this program as we discussed a wonderful book that he put together, Outside the Box Cancer Therapies, co-authored with his friend, Dr. Mark Stangler, who you all know on the show, and Jack Canfield. So great to have you, Dr. Paul Anderson, back on the program. Appreciate you carving the time out to be with me today.
Thank you for having me.
It's very interesting, Dr. Anderson, because you don't just help patients, you help clinicians. Let's talk about that. What kind of put you in that driver's seat to not only help your patients, but to help clinicians out there understand and doctors what's kind of going on with our health and what's happening throughout the pandemic?
Well, me working with clinicians goes back a very long way. I've been a teacher for all of my career. And so I started out doing more sort of basic teaching and, you know, university level and then medical schools. But in the last 10 years, especially, I've broadened out my mission and really the allocation of my time so that I have patients, you know, who are active, et cetera. And then I have a big portion of my efforts going toward clinician education. And that was partly because of being a teacher, but also because of people requesting, you know, information updates, really, as, you know, as treating clinicians.
Right. And the last time we really talked about this particular subject together, it was the end of 2020, early 21, where people were starting to experience long haulers or long COVID, and maybe 1% was dealing with it. We were hearing things like, I can't taste, I can't smell. Now that we're a couple years more deep into that, are we still hearing that? Is there a larger percentage of people?
Yeah, it's always funny to look back, you know, to what you don't know. And of course, back then, we knew we were just beginning to see those things. So long haul is really in the category of post-infectious illness, which people like Dr. Mark and I work with all the time. But it's sort of getting a lot of press because of long COVID. What we're seeing now that we've had a few more years to let things play out is the proportions are very similar to what we see with other post-infectious illnesses. Now, there's a number of studies with all different statistics. And so usually what that means is they're looking at different maybe populations or something like that. So you can't really say, oh, for sure it's, you know, this percentage, but we've gone from, I think we were estimating 1 or 2% in 2020, which of course it was early. Yeah. Now here in 2023, there's sort of two categories they look at. One is if you were hospitalized or very, very sick and needed a lot of intervention, you're much more likely to have a more severe long COVID. And those percentages go anywhere from 30%+ to 50% or 60% of people. Now, if you then go to the population who are not hospitalized, who are maybe healthier overall, et cetera, the percentages of long COVID, and what I usually say to patients or to other doctors is, because we don't know the exact statistics right now, we know it's enough people that we're seeing it. It's a phenomenon. And so the big thing is at the moment, you know, in 10 years, we'll probably have really great statistics. But right now, our real goal should be helping the people who have this post-infectious illness we call long COVID. And so it's certainly more than we were estimating in 2020, but we really don't have a hard number right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we were, you know, maybe focusing on one or two particular things like loss of taste, loss of smell. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people were initially really concerned about, or smelling phantom smells that potentially weren't there. Goodness, I had a lot of people writing in and asking us questions about that. So I'm really excited to get into the show today, talk a lot more, but I want people to go and check out something over this break. You can go to dranow.com, that's dranow.com, and check out Dr. Paul Anderson's wonderful website and learn a little bit more about the podcast that he puts out, Medicine and Health with Dr. Paul Anderson. We'll put those links at foreveryoungradio.com underneath our weekly highlight page as well. We'll be right back after the break.
We all know using quality supplements is key to providing the body with the proper nutrients it needs, but taking a handful of pills each day can be challenging and expensive. Hommune Health is proud to introduce Commune, the next level in immune support. Commune is a breakthrough 5-in-1 formula containing quercetin phytosome, clinically proven to have up to 20 times more absorption than regular unformulated quercetin, plus chelated zinc from Albion, vitamin D3, vitamin C as Pureway C, and vitamin K2. The 5 best researched ingredients for immune support in one convenient and comprehensive formula. Commune is gluten-free, vegetarian, and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
To learn more about Commune, visit BetterImmuneSupport.com. That's BetterImmuneSupport.com. You can get 25% off your first order using the code FOREVER25. That's forever, the number 2, the number 5, at BetterImmuneSupport.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, a special treat today being joined by our good friend, Dr. Paul Anderson, talking about long COVID, some of the ramifications that people are dealing with out there, and just really having an open discussion on this particular topic. Again, if you'd like to learn more about our good friend, Dr. Paul Anderson, and the great content that he's put out there and all the good work he does, very simple to do at dranow.com. Dr. Paul, you know, one of the fun things that we get to learn and talk about is talking to patients, talking to people, hearing about what's kind of going on. But I think in that we get a better picture of the most common symptoms of long COVID. What are you seeing out there, Dr. Anderson?
Yes, certainly. There's certainly more than what you and I have time to talk about. But I think the most common symptoms that I hear about, whether it's from directly from patients or from doctors that I'm working with, are kind of all over if you think of body systems. So we have some what we call constitutional or body-wide things such as fatigue and fatigue-related problems like exercise intolerance, things like that. We have the well-known, I believe, to most people, heart and breathing issues that can hang on. Those are usually more along the lines of a persistent cough or maybe aggravation of asthma, that kind of thing. And then if you get some cardiac symptoms, those can be altered heart rates or maybe having your heart kind of thump or feeling beats in your chest. And thankfully, those two things have been less with the what we call the newer variants. So we're not seeing those, which is great. Then there's a lot of brain symptoms, which really, just to do the punchline ahead, because we'll talk about this later, these really relate to neurological inflammation. But the things that we hear the most right now are brain fog, or, you know, feeling just sort of heavy in the head and memory issues, headaches, sleep disturbances, dizziness is very common, and then even aggravation of depression and anxiety. Now, in the beginning of long COVID in 2020, we were seeing a lot of smell and taste changes. We still see those, but not as common. We still see them, but not as common with the newer variants. And then there's body-wide things, you know, such as general digestive issues, joint and muscle pain, and then hormone changes. We see a lot of changes in maybe the menstrual cycle regularity or male hormones even. Wow. So yeah, body, your whole body gets in the act potentially.
I've seen emails from a lot of our listeners asking, hey, I'm a 65-year-old man. Why would I just recently get diagnosed with Epstein-Barr or mono? Or I didn't have AFib before. I now have AFib. Can underlying diseases cause post-COVID complications? What are we kind of looking at that we maybe weren't looking at before?
Yeah, those are really good examples, because I think we're all seeing, or we're all getting questions like that from patients. The way that I have come to think about it is COVID initially can be what I would describe to patients as the great unmasker of other problems that maybe you didn't know you had before. Or the other thing that can happen, which is frustrating because there's no way to sort out the two, is you could have been exposed to something while you had COVID and not known you maybe picked something up. So in looking at, and this is common with post-infectious illness, but COVID has some kind of special things about it. One of the first infections that they studied that was triggered or reactivated by COVID was Epstein-Barr virus, the virus that causes mono. And so if a person comes in and they say, you know, I've 3 months of long COVID or 6 months or a year, and nobody's checked for some of these infections like Epstein-Barr, we all check for them right at the beginning, because very common that they get reactivated. And here's what people don't know, you know, unless they maybe are an immunologist or a doctor or something. Every human gets exposed to Epstein-Barr virus, but most people's immune system don't let it go anywhere. But when you have COVID and the inflammation and immune dysfunction that comes with COVID, Epstein-Barr then can kind of run free, and then you're better from the COVID, but now you've got this other virus that's, you know, giving you symptoms. And it's kind of the same with the heart irregularities, et cetera. A lot of times your threshold from before COVID to after to notice symptoms drops. So you're just more sensitive to what's going on in your body. So and there's other reasons for that, but that's the fastest explanation.
Yeah, and that's a great explanation, because I think we've seen a little bit of an uptick in autoimmune, more people with RA or thyroid disorders or endocrine disruptors. And I think people are just wondering, is it going to happen to me? I even knew a couple of people who recently was diagnosed with shingles. And again, stress has ran rampant over the last couple of years. Is stress a big correlation in somebody's health? If it's not, of course, if a tiger's chasing me, I want to be stressed and have that adrenaline. But if I feel like that tiger's chasing me 24/7 for 3 years, I can only you know, put two and two together. That's probably not great.
Right. And I think that, you know, it's very, very good to just call out stress in the beginning, because number one, you know, we've all seen this. If you just, you know, listen to conversations, even now at this point where, you know, the newer variants are much easier to weather and people are not dying as much, et cetera, the idea of COVID stresses people out because we've had, you know, 3 years of uncertainty and, you know, maybe lockdowns or other stuff. So people are really, really stressed. So anything around COVID, it's just very stressful. And so one thing that can feed into your symptoms is this under, and we often, you know, because as humans, we try and suppress things we don't like. So underneath everything, we may be suppressing all this worry we have, but the hormonal changes and brain changes that worry triggers actually lower your immune resistance. So, so that is a big part of it. As far as people, you know, worrying, well, am I going to get post-COVID or not, long COVID? In general, if you have, if you are 2, 3, 4 months past your COVID and you're quite healthy, very unlikely you're going to have anything happen. Normally, our long COVID patients, somewhere around week 3 or 4 or 5, start to say, "Gee, these symptoms aren't going away," and then they kind of hang in there. So, as a positive, if you've made it and you're a few months out and you're feeling pretty healthy, just normal healthy behaviors and activities are what you need to do. If you're still lingering with symptoms, that's a whole other problem.
I was reading an article or I hear from certain people like they can't go back to work, and we're not a Debbie Downer show. We're here to offer you solutions. Right. But I mean, goodness, you see these poor people. I know for sure there's been a huge uptick in anxiety and anxiousness. Like you mentioned, people were isolated. Maybe, you know, they got used to working from home. Now people are being asked to come back to the office. I mean, it's retraining our entire brain and system on maybe, you know, getting over something that I think some people, to be honest, have PTSD from, especially people who live alone or maybe who have been 6 to 7 hours away from their family and then couldn't commute, couldn't get on a plane, or they were worried about getting COVID. So how has that anxiety, do you think, played a role in the people, you know, dealing with long COVID? Do you hear a lot about that?
Certainly. So, and really, there's sort of two ways that plays out. One is directly where the person is in touch with that going on and says, "I'm emotionally just burned out from the last 3 years." And so, you know, they see that up front. And the other way, though, is at they're feeling so sick, they're focused on their fatigue, their headaches, whatever. And as you talk to them, you kind of get the story that says, just, you know, kind of what you were saying, well, you know, I lost my job at the beginning of COVID, or my husband or wife lost their job, or, you know, we had kids at home getting, you know, schooling on computer, and that was very unusual, disruptive, et cetera, and on and on and on. And the story, you know, as they tell it, you can just see the emotional toll that it plays. And one of the things that, you know, we don't want to be a Debbie Downer show, people need validation, medically speaking, to this point, that often when you hear a doctor say, well, it's, you know, this is stress related or, you know, anxiety related or something, patients will think the doctor is saying, oh, it's all in your head. And in reality, they really don't mean that. They may not explain this, but when we doctors talk about stress, that is a biological phenomenon built into our bodies. We're made that way. It's made for short term, like you said, running from bears and stuff. But if you got 3 years where you're pressing the stress button every day, your system has hormones that get out of balance, chemicals from the brain that are trying to respond, and they get out of balance. And then pretty soon you're in a cycle. And so a piece of the puzzle, this actually relates to something we look for in long COVID patients, a big piece of the puzzle is this connection between the stress response and then your hormones being out of balance. And then that doesn't allow your immune system to operate properly. So it's a real phenomenon. And it's very biological. It's part of us, how we're made.
Wow. I have never even put that. That's why you are the brain of knowledge, Dr. Anderson. That's why we get you on the show. You really have a way of just putting the pieces together for people to be able to understand. Be right back.
You You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking all things long COVID, long haulers, things that could potentially be going on throughout your body or things you've been dealing with to do the heavy lifting. Again, we've brought on our good friend, Dr. Paul Anderson. If you'd like to learn more, you can do so by visiting his wonderful website. That is dranow.com. And do what I do. Follow him on Instagram, Dr. A Online. You can find him. And then on Facebook, it's Dr. A Online. So go ahead and check him out. Learn so much about what he's doing. He's putting out great content each and every day on all different topics. If you're into saunas, listen to the last one that he put on Instagram, because I got a lot of benefit on that. And I'll pick your brain on vitamin C long term. But let's get back to kind of our task at hand. I think, Dr. Anderson, a lot of people are dealing with the connection of brain fog and central nervous system dysfunctions. What can we kind of pin on, you know, long haulers when we're talking about that particular conversation?
Yeah, that's so common. And I think that, you know, understanding when you're a patient where things are coming from is part of healing, really. So one of the things that we're seeing, and this actually comes from very hardcore neurology studies that have been done with COVID and long COVID patients, one of the things that we're seeing in those studies, and definitely see with our patients, is that the nervous system participates heavily in the inflammation that's caused by the way that COVID throws your immune system off balance. And what happens is your whole body gets that, okay, the inflammation. Mm-hmm. But your brain is protected largely due to a membrane system called the blood-brain barrier that's supposed to kind of keep the brain chemistry in with the brain and keep the body chemistry kind of separate. Now, it's more complex than that, but that's the idea. What they have shown in a number of studies is that in the post-COVID immune changes, the protective membranes become less useful. They're not doing their job correctly. And part of their job is to keep the brain from getting too inflamed or having imbalances in, you know, certain chemistry, et cetera. So we see this a lot in other things, but we didn't really think it was that big of a deal in COVID until these studies came out, and it makes total sense. So we see in COVID, and even one paper published this and said, you should look at your neurological complaints in long COVID the same as you look at somebody who had a traumatic brain injury, because the chemistry is the same. And then you think, well, that's a leap. But the difference is, instead of hitting your head and creating all this trouble, you've had a chemical injury with usually no head injury, and the effect is the same. So you get these problems like chronic headaches, hypersensitivity, sleep disturbance, brain fog, as you mentioned, et cetera. So really, there are symptomatic things to do there, but what you really want to do is get those blood-brain barrier, those brain protective membranes, healthy again, so they can protect your brain. And long-term, that keeps those symptoms from coming back. So that's what we find to be the most helpful.
Yeah, and you were telling me over the break that you found something that people can find in the stores that have been helping them, maybe a brain formulation that's out there. Would you mind sharing that with our listeners?
Yeah, and I have absolutely no connection to this other than it works for my patients and I tell people about it. It's because it's so hard sometimes to find a combination of supplements made specifically to do a particular thing like heal your brain membranes. And this supplement was actually developed by a doctor who used to be a college football player and had a lot of friends who had traumatic brain injuries. Hmm. So it was developed for traumatic brain injuries. But like I said, the chemistry change is the same with that or long COVID brain. And so we started using it with long COVID patients. And we noticed that a lot of these neurological things slowly but surely would get better. The reason I like it is it's a gel, and it's got all the various constituents of the supplement in one little packet. And it's called, there's three formula. They're all the same thing. They're just different doses, but it's called Cover 3. And if you, if you want to search it online, it's Cover-3 and then just put neuro or neurological after that. Because the term Cover 3 actually comes from sports. You'll get a lot of sports links that won't help you. But if you put Cover 3 Neuro or Cover 3 Supplement, you'll find it. It's very easy to directly order. I think now they've got a connection through some other online outlets. But anyway, if you look that up, the punchline of that supplement is, and why I think it works so well, if I give the person, you know, 4 bottles of different supplements, number one, it's hard to take that many and remember and everything. But they tend to be kind of the more expensive, you know, brain support things, high quality resveratrol and curcumin and some other good things. These are all in one supplement. So the cost may be the same as the 4 bottles, but you can just take it all at once. And they have a pediatric size. They have a regular size. And then they have a extra big size for like large athletes and stuff. But what we do with that, its goal is to start to heal up the brain protective membranes, lower the inflammation. And so you can go back to your normal brain protection and function. And so it's not like tomorrow you would feel a difference. You know, it's like many supplements, it does take a little bit of time. But what it does is usually over the first 60 to 90 days, you start to see the person, kind of the ship turns course. Now, they might do other things to be helpful, but this is like a treating more of the cause level. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that because we tried a lot of things and this was the first thing that really kind of moved the needle for the brain symptoms.
And we'll go ahead and we'll put the link so you can go and read more. Again, I don't have an affiliation. Dr. Anderson doesn't. But again, you know, when you're using it with patients and it seems to be able to get some type of a response, that's very, very beneficial. So you can learn more about that at foreveryoungradio.com underneath the weekly highlight section. Now, I think it's interesting. Again, we don't have an outline. I just invited you on and we talked. That's how it goes. That's my confidence level in you. But I know we didn't plan to speak about this. And again, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. But the mental health state of where our world is right now, do you think it can have a lot to do with some of that brain fog and nervous system dysfunction?
You know, I think it's a little of all of those factors. And again, you know, there's no way to really piece out, you know, which part, you know, was created by what.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly, and you could even say this, say, for some of the influenza, you know, infections and other infections, they're all triggering of your immune system, so they trigger inflammatory responses. If you have a portion of the population that's larger than it used to be that's having post-infectious inflammation, inflammation in your brain literally can change the way that you perceive the world, a number of things. So it can actually make you seem to have a different personality. Wow. And I think, you know, one thing that, like you had sort of brought up, and, you know, with the magic of social media, you know, it's great, but also it's sort of like you get to see people's internal dialogue spill out into the public.
Yeah.
And we've got people, you know, seemingly much more agitated than they used to be in public and all, in all of that. And some of that is probably what you said, you know, it's, we've all been, you know, kind of, our lives have been different, you know, very stressful. Yeah. But also, if you've got this background, you know, inflammatory activity, you are, you know, your brain has to sort of fight through that. And it may take away, you know, some of the socialization that makes us, you know, not say mean things, for example, or whatever. And we might be, have a shorter fuse, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons for it. And I think it's everything. But certainly what I hear from our long COVID patients is, in the neurological symptoms, often there is heightened anxiety or depression or agitation or a little of all of the above. And it's just part of that, you know, that damage that goes on to the brain.
Vasculitis, what is that? And does it, is there any correlation?
Yeah, so vasculitis, you know, literally means inflammation in the blood vessels, and there's different types. And early on, we were really focusing on vasculitis as a possible cause for all sorts of bad things. And if you think about it, it's sort of the same story, as I said, about the brain inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, if we have our, especially our small blood vessels inflamed, then whatever organ they go to is going to be not functioning as best it can. And if I already have trouble there, that might be, you know, the first organ that I have symptoms from, you know. Right. So if my brain's already a little inflamed and then I've got, you know, a vasculitis picture, it'd be more inflamed. If it's my kidneys or my heart, might be there. So, and that's certainly not 100% of people, but that's another piece of the puzzle too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for explaining that and putting that together for us. Because again, these are some misconceptions. And when we come back, I think I want to pick your brain on some of the important questions that people should ask their doctor if they feel like they're experiencing some of these long haul symptoms. But again, you can learn more at dranow.com about Dr. Paul Anderson or about our show at foreveryoungradio.com. Be right back after the break.
Every day in the news and in research publications, we're hearing more and more about the importance of vitamin C. Vitamin C is an essential vitamin, meaning your body cannot produce it. Yet it has many roles and has been referred to as a powerful antioxidant that may strengthen your body's natural defenses. Antioxidants are molecules that support the immune system. They do so by protecting cells from harmful molecules called free radicals. Pureway C is a proprietary, proven form of vitamin C documented with research studies in vitro and clinical trials showing that it is rapidly absorbed and highly retained by the body, offering a 12-hour retention rate. Emerald Labs Pureway C 500 milligram plus R-alpha lipoic is doctor formulated, made with non-GMO ingredients, gluten-free, and is a vegan formula. To learn more about the Emerald Labs line of products, you can visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other retailers nationwide.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking to Dr. Paul Anderson, all things long haulers, long COVID. things that we should maybe take a look at, things that maybe we don't understand what's going on that are being put together by Two and Two in an easy educational format. Again, that's why we call Dr. Paul Anderson the brain of knowledge on this show. And again, all the former positions that you held included multiple medical school past professor of pharmacology and clinical medicine at Bastyr University and chief of IV services at Bastyr Oncology Research Center. It's great to have you here, Dr. Anderson. You really do help so many people out there, whether it's physicians, clinicians, or the average Joe, patients out there, which seem to need the most help. And that's why we love doing shows like this. Now, before we went to the break, we talked about vasculitis. I know I was going to pick your brain on something else, but something popped into my mind because people are asking, will anti-inflammatory medication help with some of this post-COVID inflammation?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And the answer is potentially. So kind of like I was talking about with, you know, we use that supplement Cover 3 to help with brain inflammation. And long term, we'd like to get the underlying problems calmed down. But here's the issue, especially if you're a healthcare provider, if you're the patient that walks in, you might have had long COVID symptoms for 3 months or 2 years at this point. It's going to take a while to get the underlying things under control. So symptomatic treatment is a quality of life treatment that we may give you symptomatic treatment to specifically help your headache or your brain fog or something while we work on underlying problems. Now, anti-inflammatories is a pretty broad term. And nowadays with these more biologic type specialty drugs, it's even broader. But in some cases, inflammation manipulation through a medication or certain supplements, et cetera, can be very helpful to just control the symptoms while we work on the other problems. What I would say is if you're going to use an over-the-counter medication or prescribed medication, either one, and it's an actual pharmaceutical, and a lot of people don't realize many of the over-the-counter pharmaceuticals used to be prescription drugs. So if you're going to use those, I would work with somebody who's working with long COVID, because they can be both good and bad depending on dose and, you know, what their target is. But certainly for symptomatic reasons, we will sometimes use, you know, inflammation modulating treatment like that.
Wow. Okay. So that's good. And then say somebody is experiencing or dealing, or they think they could be dealing with long haulers or some post-COVID symptoms. What are some important questions that they should team up and maybe ask their doctor versus just going in and being like, I don't feel like myself?
Right.
Something you could recommend, because I don't think they're going to be like, the doctor's going to be like, well, I don't feel myself either. So we got grounded. So
we've all been having a hard time. Yeah. So I think the first thing is that you do need to understand that you might have a great relationship with your primary healthcare provider, but they're going to be on a spectrum of both how they feel about long COVID, but also what they know about it.
Okay.
And so a lot of primary care doctors never in the past treated post-infectious illness because that was more of either a specialty or an integrative and naturopathic medicine thing or something else. So if you go to a doctor like that, even if they're very sympathetic to your symptoms and your problems, they can do the big things, which is rule out that make sure you don't have a heart problem, you know, or something like that. Certainly very good idea. But when it comes to the, you know, treating the underlying problems, if they're very open to ideas, then sometimes suggesting things can be very good. But I have talked to patients where they have this great primary care provider and they don't believe in long COVID, or they think it's, you know, it's just a scam or whatever. And there's doctors like that too. So what I usually say is, okay, if you got a good relationship and they're open to ideas, the kind of the most common things that I find and colleagues of mine that treat a lot of long COVID when treating, when diagnosing long COVID patients come in just a couple big areas. So one is your hormonal system. And the two areas that if your doctor will check are probably most important. One would be your cortisol output. That's an adrenal hormone. Checked by a blood test. The other is a thyroid panel, adding one special thyroid test that we don't normally use with healthy people, but post-COVID patients are not healthy. And that's called reverse T3. And it's so T3 is a thyroid hormone. Reverse T3 is a way that your body blocks your thyroid. And that's kind of common in long COVID. So like I say, your normal thyroid panel doesn't include that, but every lab does it. So you just, you know, if they're willing, checking your cortisol in the morning through a blood test and then a thyroid panel plus this reverse T3. The next would be checking for the more common other infections that the research says are, you know, common in long COVID. Epstein-Barr, there's a panel for that in the blood. Believe it or not, the fungus Candida is common with long COVID. And, you know, I'm sure everyone did, but in my county, all the physicians just got a notice saying that resistant candidal infections are now becoming a part of COVID and long COVID. And if you don't check for it, you don't know it's there, you know. So that's another, you know, another place to look is infections. And there's many other things to look at. But if you can get your doctor to do those things, at least you'll know, okay, my hormones aren't that bad. Or maybe they are, you know, so we might want to help them. Or, gee, my thyroid's not too bad, but I've got a lot of this reverse T3 blocking my thyroid. We want to work on that. And there's plenty of other things, but that's where I would start if you're just kind of going out to your primary care provider. But do you understand some primary care providers, they just don't want to deal with long COVID, and they'll probably tell you.
Yeah, and they don't know how to deal with it. And that's where you teach people, you know,
You know, doctors are, they're not trying often to be mean, but if you come to them with something and they've not got any experience treating, you know, post-infectious illness, they would love to know how, but they just don't, you know, so it's, it puts them in an odd position too. I will say if people go, you know, to my website and check out our YouTube channel, starting next week, I'm doing a series of podcasts all in long COVID. They're fairly short and bite-sized. But in the show notes, I have links to integrative and naturopathic referral services where you might be able to find a doctor, healthcare provider to do some of this work.
That's just awesome. I love you, Dr. Anderson. You help people so much. It's all about education for you. You love learning. You love helping. And it's just a wonderful you know, thing to be able to share with our listeners and talk about. After 2.5 years, I got COVID. Pretty proud of that. I think
good job.
One of the things I immediately did when I, you know, got that positive test is I was doing things like quercetin, you know, D3, K2, vitamin C, fish oil, anything, glutathione, anything that I could potentially do to support the body. And then I was doing things like Mucinex, and people would be like, why would you do that? You do a natural health show. Well, you know, the variant I had horrible issues with, you know, respiratory, and I'll tell you, it worked for me. So I think people should be open-minded. It's not one of those like only take pharmaceuticals or only take vitamins. You should really be marrying them both when dealing with this particular situation, in my opinion. But where do you stand with that, Dr. Anderson?
100%. Yeah. I always tell students there's really no bad medicine. There's just medicine done at the wrong time or with the wrong tool. And, you know, there are times where there's certain drugs that have to be used to save your life or to make a shift, you know, quickly. There's other times where they're really too much, you know, too powerful, and maybe a natural thing is better. And then there's things like in long-term health, more, you know, natural things are probably better for you. But I feel the same way. My patients, if they have a thyroid issue and we need hormone or we need something for that, they get what they need. It's not about, you know, it's just natural or it's just synthetic or whatever. A lot of it's just being wise about your choices. Yeah.
Right. If I get hit by a car and you show up with turmeric, I'm going to be pretty mad.
Yeah. So. If you break a bone, you probably want a little morphine. Until you bone fix.
Yeah. Definitely. The fish oil is not going to work in that particular situation.
It's all about timing.
Yeah. It's great for you. Well, Dr. Anderson, again, appreciate you. I hope our listeners will follow you and that great YouTube podcast you have going on, coming up on Long Haulers. Again, that's Dr. A. Now. dranow.com, dranow.com. You can learn more there. Again, Instagram, Dr. A Online, Facebook, Dr.A Online. So make sure you go and follow him and get all this great information. Always a pleasure, Dr. Anderson. I hope I could talk to you again in a few months and we can kind of do a pickup of where we started. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
All right. You take care. Well, that does it for our show today, listeners. Again, have a happy and healthy week. If you get lost along the way, foreveryoungradio.com. We'll catch you next time.